And welcome back to Halloween here on Out of the Spooky Woods. Former guest of ours now, Gabrielle Louise from her CD, If the Static Clears, here's the Graveyard Ballet.
She moves through the crowded streets, satin slippers on her feet. She comes every Sunday, brings a bouquet, slipping through the iron gate, the dying day rests in golden rays. The seat that is saved with her name for the graveyard ballet, the graveyard ballet. Tonight he is dancing in the graveyard.
Graveyard ballet. I wanna tell you a story. Ain't got no characters in it but me. I wanna sing you a sad song. Most of it I don't expect you to believe. Starts off just a whiskey and wine, or some miles of travel and some real good times. But it ends in a dark corridor where there ain't no windows and there ain't no doors. Well, that's me. Just a drinking off this bottle and a drifting out to sea. Oh, that's me. Just a sitting here staring and a shaking like a leaf. Oh, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. Oh, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. I wanna take you to a shipwreck, 1,000 miles underneath the Black Sea. It looks like everybody's sleeping, but look close, they are dead indeed. I wanna lead you to an armchair, deep back in the files of my mind. I wanna sit you in a candle's light, where I've been spending all of my time. Well, that's me. Just a drinking off this bottle, is it drinking off of me? Now that's me. Just a sitting here staring and a shaking like a leaf. Well, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams. Yeah, that's me. Just a leaning on my shovel in this graveyard of dreams.
How I ended up in the desert of the heart of man. getting bored, or will I simply slip out and be gone? If I die tomorrow, will I finally see through all my pain and sorrow, through the dark inside?
Like me, when the night fades. the scaffold is high, and eternity near. She stood in the crowd, and she shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold winds blow, in a long black veil, she cries over my bones.
The battleground, find a little trinket he could call his own. Didn't see nothing lying around, he decided he'd dig a while. Well, he dug her up and he dug her down. Before too long, he found some bones. Poor little Billy couldn't make a sound when the bones sat up and smiled. Oh, Billy, you seem like a fine young man. No reason to be a trembling soul. Come over here and shake my hand, make my proud acquaintance. Well, Billy, he was stunned, he could hardly stand. Whether he could move, he didn't know. But he knew he had to formulate some kind of plan or try the bone man's patience. Well, the first thing he wanted to do was breathe, so he gulped in some of that battleground air. Next thing he wanted to do was leave, but Billy wasn't raised up rude. Well, the bone man grunted and he gave a heave. All of a sudden, he was looming there, shaking off dirt and acting pleased. Things didn't look too good. Well, Billy, he decided, what the hell? You don't meet a bone man every day. A little bit skinny, but you never can tell. He might be a pretty good guy. Well, he started off with the old soft cell. Before too long, aged yawn away. By the time the darkness fell, they were seeing socket to eye. They decided right then on a life of crime. With the bone man's looks and Billy's brains, they could scare old Scrooge out of his last dime. Might as well have a go. Billy, he'd pick the place and time, from the corner store to the railroad train. Bone, he'd flash him a smile sublime, and Billy, he'd grab the dough. They decided they might as well start right then. Time's a-wasting, so they say. They headed for the park where the lights are dim, and only the foolish tread. He was whistling a tune when they spotted him, strolling along so plump and gay. Boney gave him a great big grin, and Billy snagged his bread. Next come a lady of the night. Boney settled up and said hello. Gave the poor thing such a terrible fright, she fainted dead away. Billy lifted her purse and her earrings bright, her diamond ring and watch, you know. Couldn't figure out, try as he might, why it ever worked a single day. Billy's plans ended up in ruin, though. They were working a quaint little neighborhood. Spied an old lady about 80 or so, almost looked too easy. Boney put on a pretty good show, but the little old lady didn't see too good. My kind sir, you're all bones, you know. You need something hot and greasy. Grabbed old Boney, drug him inside. Billy peeped in through the windowsill. She fed him boiled and baked and fried. Old Boney, he's chewing like crazy. He gobbled up everything he tried. The pans added on like you know they will. Billy laid down in the dirt and cried, watching Boney get fat and lazy. Well, Billy's back working his job by day. Sleeping nights, it ain't so bad. Never liked stealing anyway. Kinda gives a guy the willies. Boney and Ma got a new cafe. The best baked beans you ever had. Ma's expecting any day, and they say they're gonna name him Billy.
Expecting any day. She's about 80 or so, I thought. Guess anything can happen when you're a bone man. Townes Van Zandt in there from No Deeper Blue and Billy, Boney, and Ma. Coyote Poets of the Universe just prior to that from their double CD called Strange Lullaby. We had the old Long Black Veil, of course. Reckless Saints. Yes, that is the new band name for the duo of Roy Schneider and Kim Mayfield, and also the title of their new CD, and If I Die Tomorrow. The Devil Makes Three from their self-titled release. We had Graveyard and at the top, Gabrielle Louise from If the Static Clears and the Graveyard Ballet. All right, well, we're up to the end of the second hour. Stay tuned, plenty more to come this Halloween special. We will be right back after this.